Okay, I'd like to call the Agriculture, Industry and Planning Committee to order for September 1st. First order of business is to approve minutes from August 4th.
I'll move it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, we're going to try to keep this moving this morning so we don't hold up land bank too long. Matt Sosa, you're up on planning.
All right. First agenda item is a bid award for CDBG grant administration. This is for the Woodlands Community Inc. grant. We received three responses to our RFP, and I am recommending we award the contract to Labella Associates. They were not only the low bid of the three, but they also were, they come more than qualified for the project, and they were actually our grant administrator in round one, and they are the engineer for Woodlands Inc. on retainer over the last couple of years. So the combination of factors make them the most qualified.
Continuity.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item.
All right. Next item is a designation of certifying officer for CDBG grants. That would be me. This is for the two grants that we have. It's our well and septic and for that Woodlands Community Grant. This is for the environmental compliance required by OCR.
I have a motion.
Second.
Okay. Any questions? You got it, Matt.
Awesome.
No, let's approve it.
All right. And the
hold
last.
On. Oh. Hold on.
Oh,
all those in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried.
Carried. I was making a joke. Sorry.
It's okay. You said to keep it moving. I'm trying to keep it moving. Oh, last item is a proposed reallocation of CDBG funds. This came about last week. Our program administrator at Arbor, Christina Dowdy, had received a lot of phone calls from homeowners affected by the flooding. And she actually took it upon herself to have a conversation with OCR to see what we could do as far as moving money around to help those in need with more of an immediate need. We have a current grant with them that is original scope was mobile home replacement, but they do have a rehabilitation line item that this could appropriately be used for. So we're proposing to move $100,000 from mobile home replacement to rehabilitation. This would go directly to individuals affected by the flooding recently and help them with rehabilitation work to their homes. I spoke to Tim Marshall late last week. He said right now they're working with about $60,000 in funding. So this would be an extra $100,000. Well, I guess $90,000 or $91,000 according to the proposal when you take out administrative fees, but so it would more than double what we have available to homeowners for rehab work.
How would these people know to apply for it or where to apply for it?
So Tim has already been sending homeowners to Catholic Charities, and Catholic Charities has already been in touch with Arbor, and they have a line of communication. So essentially homeowners will work with Catholic Charities and we'll funnel them directly to Arbor for this assistance.
And okay. We initially point individuals to the 211 helpline who will then funnel them. Yeah. If it's just documenting their loss, 211 does that. And then, but if it's a specific request, this is my situation, they'll funnel them those directions.
Okay.
So that transfer, does that deplete the former account?
It does. So we are taking money out of mobile home replacement. It's a $500,000 grant. We still have, I think, let me see here what we still would have $260,000 thereabouts left in the mobile home replacement line item. We do have a wait list, and actually there's a new round of funding for that exact thing that's coming up, I believe, in the fall. So that would be a second round that would just roll over. So there's mobile home replacement to be had. This is certainly just more of an immediate need, I believe.
Yeah, I agree. Any other questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. Thank you.
Jack Wheeler, do you have any business? I'm sorry.
There wasn't a motion.
Backup.
Yeah,
I thought there was a motion in a second. No, I made a motion.
I'll second it. Oh, I thought you didn't. You move it?
I moved
it. She moved it.
I thought so. Oh, I apologize. I don't think you had a second.
I'll second it.
Hilda, second. You want to revote?
I thought you did.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going too fast.
Keystone Cop. I can't keep up. That's fine. Jack Wheeler, County Manager. Any business?
No.
Okay. First up, Cindy Kimball, doing a budget presentation for 2022 on Finger Lakes Tourism Alliance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
And can I say, as a Painted Post mailing listing, I am very proud of our vaccination rate. I don't live in Steuben County. I live in Schuyler County. However, my mailing address is Painted Post. So I'm going to walk away with a big heart today, knowing how well we have done.
Schuyler did good too.
I am here to talk about the Finger Lakes Tourism Alliance. Today, I'll cover some brief activities updates. I'll also give you an outlook for 2022 and review how we use the funding allocation from last year. The first item I'd like to share with you is we did produce a documentary on the Finger Lakes region. We worked with WXXI, we used some I Love New York funding, but this documentary is a gift that keeps on giving. It finally aired in 2020 in August, just about the time there was a big push to visit within your own state. This was released statewide, telling people, here is a wonderful location, here's some history about it. And then you had all the state commercials saying, please visit within your own state due to COVID. So we leveraged a lot out of that. Earlier this year, we learned that that 1 hour documentary on the Finger Lakes won the New York State Broadcasters Award. We also learned a little later in the spring, it's been nominated for a New York State Emmy. So if it wins, we would go on to the Emmys in California at the national level. So I'll wave to you all from the red carpet. How is this continuing to give? This particular documentary has now been released across all PBS stations nationwide. If I sit in my office and look at the requests that are coming in for travel guides to be mailed, you have a copy in your packet, I can tell you approximately where the PBS station was that recently showed this particular documentary. Right now it's airing in the Minnesota area. We maybe get 4 or 5 requests a year from Minnesota. Right now, in the last 2 weeks, we're well at 98. So it does have an impact on what people are thinking about as they begin to come out of COVID and they're trying to travel because there is a significant pent-up demand. Another big project that we're working on is having the Finger Lakes designated as a National Heritage Area. Thank you to this group for issuing the county support resolution. It has been very, very helpful. Across the entire Finger Lakes region, which is 14 counties, 9,000 square miles, we have 32 federal and state legislators. Every single one of them issued a letter of support for this project. That went to the National Park Service, along with letters of support from 150 other partners and stakeholders in the region. Right now, we have done everything that we can to provide the National Park Service with all of the assets and attributes that we have here in the Finger Lakes region that would make us worthy of this designation. Right now, the National Park Service is in what they call their quiet period. They're not really allowed to talk to us at all until they make their final recommendation, hopefully later this year. That said, I believe relationships are extremely important, and I know the gentleman in charge of our project at the National Park Service likes to fish. So every time I catch a big one or my granddaughter catches a little one, I'm sending him those photos. So if you have any pictures of yourself catching a big fish, let me know. He's already promised once this is over and he's allowed to travel and come, he's going to come and visit the region. and he is going to go fishing with me. So if we can build that kind of rapport, I think that that's only going to help in our efforts to have the region designated as a National Heritage Area. Please know that come December 31st, when this designation or recommendation from the National Park Service occurs, our process is not done. From there, they will push the recommendation to Capitol Hill in Washington. We're going to have to get a representative at both the House level and the Senate level to carry forward a bill, because when you're designated as a National Heritage Area, it actually has to become law. So we already have those representatives lined up to take this forward as a bill. We hope that it'll get passed. And then we know with President Biden, he's very familiar with the Finger Lakes, with his first wife coming from the Finger Lakes region. So we're pretty sure he'll sign off, and we plan to be there when that happens. The rest of this process is at least another year to 2 years after December 31st. Please remember, we started this in 2014. Those of you that know me know I'm not very patient. This has felt like an absolute eternity, but I understand from those that do this on a regular basis, we're doing this at lightning speed. So I thank all of my committee that has helped with this, and I thank you for your support. In addition, fingerlakes.org, of course, is out there and humming along. So far for June 30th, 2021, we have over 637,000 page views. That's going to put us on track to have visitation outpace 2020, which was a little over 500,000 unique sessions. We also produced the travel guide. You have a copy. 93,000 were distributed by June 30th. I hate to say this, but I have about 10 boxes left, which is about 444 guides. Normally, we have produced 100,000 and it lasts us until the end of November. That's not going to be the case this year, but we're not going to be able to reproduce that guide. We will have to start collecting requests for next year. And then when the new guide comes out, we'll certainly push them out. And our committee is looking at increasing the number of guides because the demand has just been astronomical this year. Absolutely amazed. My postage budget certainly is feeling it. This guide's also made available digitally. So those that are still looking for information this year, we'll direct them to the digital guide. And do know the guide, we do have it at the New York State Fair. I understand though that they did run out yesterday with the supply that we had provided. People are picking that up right, left and center. We also have attended trade shows. We did go to the American Bus Association. That was a virtual type meeting, but we plan to be at International Powwow in person through Wine, Waters, and Wonders. Anytime we follow up to any of the trade shows that we go to, we include Kevin's guide, the Steuben County Guide. And then in addition, we did attend consumer shows through Anderson Brochure when the shows were available. He does a lot with the RV market and the camping market. And right now we know those outdoor activities are extremely important for people. We also have that book a room feature on the website. We've already sent 2,700 referrals to Steuben County properties from just that one widget on our website. Please know that our website lists every single Steuben County property on that widget. So whether it's a small B&B someone is looking for or a chain hotel, they're going to be able to find it if they're within Steuben County. And what's most important about that booking tool is we do not reduce the rate. We don't charge the visitor. We don't charge the hotel. There is no fee for that. So it preserves the rate charged, therefore preserving the amount of room tax that is collected. As we look to 2022, the pandemic certainly has changed how things are happening, how people are traveling, and how they are booking their reservations here in the region. We will continue to remain nimble. Within days of closing down in March of 2020, we had produced a video on the Finger Lakes that said, the Finger Lakes has been here for 100 million years. We'll be here when you're ready to come back. That video really received a lot of traction. And as areas are experiencing a high exposure rate, we're again seeing some interest in that video. We'll continue to work cooperatively as we can with Finger Lakes Wine Country and the FLRTC board. We work hard to avoid duplication of efforts. And again, I've said this every year, but if you were to look at our budget, we are not investing in public relations. We know that Wine Country and the TPA group or FLRTC has that covered. The STR reports for the region are tracking up year over year, but one would expect that. I mean, last year there was definitely a decrease. So this year we're tracking up year over year. So far for the region, we are still, as of June 30th, not back to the pre-pandemic numbers for the entire region. Based on what I'm seeing trending on those current STR reports, consumer confidence, fuel prices, and I'll come back and talk about that in a minute, and the pent-up demand for travel, I do think tourism is going to continue to rebound in 2022. And as you all know, tourism is a huge economic driver that can really help our businesses and communities recoup from that pandemic that we recently experienced. Let's go back to fuel prices. Let me first back up. I am a numbers person from way back. I had a corporate career managing currency and overnight markets and investments. So I like to build a lot of models. And I have a model that I've built that will kind of estimate where tourism is going to be. Right now, I can't tell you how much my standard deviation is because we've never had a pandemic before. Before that, I had said to you we'd come in about 3.3 in growth. We came in at 3.2. So my models have worked, but one of the key components that we've learned in looking at my models, as gas prices go up, visitation to our region goes up, not down. The reason being, we're in close proximity to millions and millions of people that may forego that long distance trip and come to the Finger Lakes. So there's a direct correlation between our fuel prices. When they go up, our visitation goes up. When they go down, we do see a slight decrease. So I find it an interesting piece of the model. So I'm just sharing that with you because who would guess fuel prices could play into my model? It's one of about 14 components that I look at, but that is one that has a direct correlation to where we're going. As we continue to look at 2022, we also will continue to focus in on SEO and SEM. We know our website typically comes up number one when someone's Googling Finger Lakes. Our work is going to continue on that National Heritage Area. And one of the things that we're going to need to do is seek support at the federal level to keep this moving forward. I may be back to you for another resolution that I can then give to our federal representatives from across the Finger Lakes region as they continue to work to move the bill forward. We also are applying for grants. We have already submitted many. One of them will support an additional research project. You may remember we did one in 2018, but with the changes caused by COVID, I think it's time that we do it again because the way people are shopping their vacation has changed and what they plan to do while they're here has changed. So we are looking to do a research project should the grant be awarded. We also are working to attract those Canadian visitors. That was a huge miss, if you will, in 2020 and the beginning of 2021 to not have them here. And then on an international level, we have submitted grants to go after the Israeli market and the German market. Now, Currently, international travel is still really held up, as you can well imagine. But what we've done with Wine, Waters, and Wonders, our international marketing arm, is we have shifted gears. We are now going direct to the consumer to help build demand so that once travel restrictions become lifted, we can start to invite these people to the region and then work with the representatives that we have in that area. So we've targeted those two based on number one, their vaccination rates, and number two, the country and what they're looking to do and the pent-up demand for travel that is available to us through USA Travel. We can research all of that. In addition, we are extremely excited to tell you that we will be submitting an application that will target just the Washington, D.C. area. This grant will allow us to go into the DC market, which typically we cannot afford to do, but we'll be able to track the return on investment. And to give you a better idea of how FLTA does with grants, the state had given us a line item for a number of years in the budget. Over the course of several years, it was $775,000. For every dollar they gave us, we gave them back $5.53. So we are able to prove a direct return on investment. How was the funding used that you provided to us? That travel guide, the production and distribution. Please look at the travel guide. You're going to see all properties are listed from Steuben County, whether they're an FLTA partner or not. You also have all of your properties on that book a room widget on fingerlakes.org, which is a highly trafficked website. We include the Steuben County CVB information in that map and mini guide. We also are producing a group travel planner. It'll be included in there because we expect group travel will start to come back as well as business travel in the future, assuming that we don't have another shutdown due to the variants. We also profile Steuben County CVB. They have their own page on our website. But most importantly, one of the most visited pages on the website is the events page. They can post all of the events that they want. There's no fee for it. They just have to go online and post it. They do that. And you're going to have more events showing to visitors who are trying to decide where to go. So we make that as an option for the Steuben CVB as part of the investment. We also included you in social media efforts. One in particular was Corning Museum of Glass. When we go to these trade shows, we're representing Steuben County product. And we also will use your funding to help us leverage all of those grants I've been talking about. Because as you know, most of them do require a match for us to be able to move forward. And should you have any questions, I've provided you with contact information so that you can always reach me. Are there any questions today?
Funding request for $19,005 from the county. What is the total budget of the Figure Lakes Tourism Alliance?
Before any grants, we're at $500,000. With the grants, we're at $1 million.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other inquiries?
Cindy, you probably have already answered this before, but how many people on your staff?
Currently, we have 2.5. We are looking to bring on one more person, but like many of the businesses in the area, we've had a job posting and we just can't seem to get folks who want to come back to work.
Okay, so wrap up the questions. Great, Cindy.
Thank you.
Presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is Finger Lakes Wine Country, Lori Ward.
Thank you so much. Robin, I appreciate this and I love your new digs. It's the first time I've been in here. We missed you last year a lot.
Everybody.
Yes, yes. This is wonderful. Before I go on, and I won't take much of your time, I do want to thank Jack Wheeler, and I want to thank Darlene Smith. They have been they have done yeoman's duty with reporting back to all of us in the county, for the county, on COVID, the reaction. And as many of you know, I used a lot of the information that Jack and Darlene presented to us for our Mask Up FLX campaign that Jack participated in, and our Vax Up FLX campaign, both of which were picked up by the CDC and Health and Human Services in Washington, D.C., and mimicked for a national campaign. So thank you, Jack. We appreciate that. If there is anything that Finger Lakes Wine Country can do to motivate the individuals in Canona for their vaccines, please think of us, and I would be happy to work with you to help get those numbers up. But why in the world would Finger Lakes Wine Country get involved with masking and vaxing? Because we are the brand for the 5-county region. So Cindy's organization has 14 counties. If you think of it like a funnel, you've got Finger Lakes Tourism Alliance, you've got Finger Lakes Wine Country, and then specific to Steuben County, you have the Steuben County CVB with Kevin and his team. So what's important is for us to be able to pull everybody that's finding out about the Finger Lakes to come to our area, our counties. Steuben County is fortunately one of the key counties. It is obviously the largest county in Finger Lakes Wine Country. And you have the properties on Cuca, you've got Cornell, you've got Hammondsport. So it's the mini microcosm of all of the Finger Lakes. So it's a good, easy sell for Finger Lakes Wine Country. I submitted my request, and you have that, those of you who are on the AIP committee, and you got a digital copy of the annual report in front of you. Tom was able to hand out for you all our printed version of our most recent annual report. So I encourage you to use that as your decision-making tool for funding. If you turn to the middle pages, 4 and 5, it basically talks about what Finger Lakes Wine Country is. So Finger Lakes is our geographic distinction. Wine is only the sexy hook. Country is everything. Country is our hotels, our motels, our events, getting on the water, hiking, biking, wineries, breweries, cideries, distilleries, restaurants, cultural activities, anything that a visitor or a resident can participate in. It's important that our community know and understand that they are part of Finger Lakes Wine Country and that their backyard is an amazing place that people from all over the world come to visit. So our program of work, how do we do what we do? We do it mostly through the public relations, media relations, what we refer to as earned and owned media. So we have 3 levels: earned media, owned media, and paid media. We are trying to convince those individuals who are looking to travel to make their decisions to come here. So we try to reach the aspirational traveler. And we do that through our social media channels, through influencer marketing. We will bring people in to the region, contract with them to talk to their audiences. We bring Black bloggers, brown bloggers, LGBTQ. We bring solo travelers. We bring couples travelers, older travelers, to tell their own story to their own audiences using the assets that we give them. And those stories are significant. If you see on page 5, we have on Instagram, we have almost 13,000 followers. We have basically 76,000 followers on Facebook, and then basically 11,000 followers on Twitter. we are the largest, we have the largest social media presence of any wine region in the United States. I bring to your attention the extra document. Our report was required to be submitted pretty early. And so I wanted to give you some more details about our specific request. For 2022, Finger Lakes Wine Country is requesting a return to the $95,000 ask for 2021. From 2014 through 2020, Steuben County generously granted Finger Lakes Wine Country $105,000 in order for us to execute our marketing and public relations programs. The key to the dollars that come from our counties is that every single penny is matched dollar for dollar by Corning Enterprises. So if you are to give me $100,000, it is actually $200,000. So any reduction in the request is actually doubled. Any increase in the request is doubled. So I give to you the document, which is the 2021 budget draft. And I say draft because it has not gone yet to our board of directors. They will see it for the first time next week, but our finance committee will put this through. And you can see that our entire budget plan for 2022 is $770,600. And if you look at our total marketing and programmatic expenses, more than 78% of the revenue that we receive goes directly into marketing to our audiences. It's for paid media in markets that include Philadelphia, Northern New Jersey, Buffalo, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. Last year, we pulled it into inside New York State because we didn't want people from the outside to be coming in. Our New York residents knew what the rules and regulations were, and we wanted them here. But now that the pandemic is seemed to be, I'm going to knock on wood there, under control, better control, we were ready to open our doors to our Canadian partners, and that now is still on hold. So we focus in those markets, and those markets have the greatest concentration of individuals who are most likely to travel to this area. Does that mean we don't market anywhere else? No, we market everywhere, but our paid buy is in markets in which we can attempt to saturate. I've answered a couple questions after the budget, it says Finger Lakes Wine Country Q&A. And the reason I pulled this together is because questions come up through the years that seem to be the same questions over and over again. So what's our total budget? How much occupancy tax funding is being requested? What other revenue sources? Again, we talk about our counties. We talk about the generous Corning Enterprises match. And then separately, we have private investors who say, hey, can you, for $5,000, $10,000, maybe even more, depending on the exposure that they are looking for through our audiences, those private funders also support our initiatives. So when you look at the page three, let me see, is that what page I'm looking for? No, page two. It says, does Finger Lakes Wine Country emphasize new marketing efforts rather than simply ongoing operational activities or maintenance? Yeah, we're constantly looking at where travelers are coming from, what they're doing, how they're doing it. These past 2 years have taught us that what we used to do is we would do a marketing plan for a year. We do marketing plans quarterly now and usually change them monthly because of the rapid changes in tourism and travel sentiment. But I wanted to point out the underlined statement. In advertising, everything comes down to reach and frequency and how it delivers our communications goals. So of every sentence in here, the most important one is the next one. An advertising campaign must have enough reach to generate awareness and shape opinion, and it must have enough frequency to influence behavior. That is the main reason I stand in front of you today, because without the resources granted to us by Steuben County, that reach and that frequency is challenged. And we can specifically point to telephone calls, website visits, Facebook engagement, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. We can see specific response where more dollars are available in certain markets. So I respectfully request from you, from Steuben County, a $95,000 investment in Finger Lakes Wine Country for 2022. Do you have any questions?
So you talk about the funders, five mm-hmm. counties, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are all five counties contributing to the budget?
Yes, we were able to work with I Love New York and their matching funds. Chemung County was having a very difficult time making their dollars work. They were able to get matching funds from I Love New York, and they are now, so I received that last week, and then they are using some of their, and I got to make sure I use this, the term properly. It's the funding that came to the counties.
American Recovery.
Thank you. To make us whole from 2020. So yes, all five counties are supporting Finger Lakes Wine Country.
Any other questions?
The only other point I wanted to add to this was in there you see, you know, Tom's mug is my board chair, my image, and then Christina Roberts, who is a miracle worker in marketing. And Christina and I are Finger Lakes and Wine Country. There are only two of us that do what we do for the five counties, the three wine trails, and for all of our communities. So thank you.
Good job, Lori. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Kevin Costello is up, Steuben County Conference and Visitors Bureau.
Good morning. Nice to see everyone in person. Kevin. I submitted two presentations in consultation with Jack. We talked a little bit about with my executive board, the process for this year. And also kind of talked a little bit about the American Recovery Act funds. Am I getting that right? Is it rescue plan funds or is it recovery? Okay. So I submitted a proposal for that as well. You know, it's totally up to your discretion, but one of the reasons that we felt like we could submit that application was based on the language within the federal funding, and it's outlined that eligible uses for funds by state and local governments include costs associated with responding to COVID-19 public health emergencies or its negative economic impact, including but not limited to assistance to households, small businesses, and nonprofits, or aid to impacted industries such as tourism, travel, and hospitality. And so with that in mind, and also within mind that last year, when we submitted our budget request, we came in at a very conservative level and initiated about a 42% budget request, lower than the previous year, knowing that the impact of COVID would have a negative effect on room tax collections last year. So That was the case. So we went from 2019 room tax collections of a little bit over $1 million to 2020, where the room tax collection was almost half, about $614,000. So the impact was twofold on the lack of the monies coming in on the collection. So one, in order for the county to balance its budget, because all of the businesses that come in and ask for room tax dollars came in pre-COVID, had a high request. It was above the money that was collected at the county level for room tax, created a revenue balance needed to be filled by the reserve funds. So the county, you all pulled about $360,000 out of the reserve to balance that room tax budget line, leaving about $250,000 in the room tax reserve balance. We also came in and asked for about $352,000 less in our budget proposal for this current fiscal year, and was granted that, and knowing that we would be proposing a conservative request, agreed to that. But now that there's this opportunity for rescue funds, we're coming in front of you to ask for two things. One, to use some of those rescue funds to rebalance the reserve account. So put in $350,000 back into the reserve account, which is used as a rainy day fund account for not just our organization, but the other organizations that come requesting room tax dollars. So that $350,000 would balance that back out to what it was pre-COVID and be there for the inevitable rainy day. And then our second request for room, the recovery funds, is to balance our budget from last year's proposal, where we self-imposed a 40% cut and restore $350,000 back to the Conference and Visitors Bureau. And our proposal is to do that over two fiscal periods. So in this current fiscal budget, we're requesting $150,000 that we could quickly put into bringing more people to stay longer and spend more money in the community. So as we move into kind of our shoulder season and our off season, we're hoping to have some of those dollars that we can use to quickly create digital campaigns to bring more people into town. We would also use some of that money to hire a public relations firm for a 12-month period with very specific goals in mind to help generate buzz about the Finger Lakes in Steuben County. We'd also invest in needed photography and videography for our web and digital programming. And then also use a little bit of that money to help offset costs for our research firm. We, during COVID, hired Zartico, which is a web-based research company. And I've been supplying you all and quarterly report with some of that data. And so that data helps us to be able to be kind of limber and fine tune our marketing message. And so it's not inexpensive. So a little bit of that $150,000 we would be requesting in this current fiscal year would help us to offset some costs and what we spend for that. And so that presentation should be in the board packet. And so I've submitted that as well. And I go over that first because it is important to note in our budget request that we've added some of that rescue money into our budget request to keep another conservative request of room tax dollars, knowing that, you know, with the Delta variant, there might be a downturn a little bit in current really solid numbers in tourism, but you never know. So we are asking in this current, for next fiscal year, for $685,000 in room tax. We feel that that's a conservative ask and allows us to potentially also put some more money back into the reserve funds. So depending on what other agencies are asking for in room tax dollars in this next budgetary process, we feel like the room tax collections are exceeding what was budgeted for this current fiscal year. So moving into our last report, which we get from the Smith Travel Research, a STAR report, Last July, we exceeded a 60% occupancy for the first time in over 18 months. Our average daily rate is now above $110 per room, which is good. And our room tax collections are a little under $100,000 from the proposed $600,000, a little more than $600,000 that was budgeted in this current fiscal year. So looking at that and some trend data and some industry standards, the expectation that next year won't be on par with 2019, but close, so about 10% off. So we're asking a little more than 10% less from what we received in 2019, but supplementing that with some of the stimulus funds they received from the federal government. So our ask is fairly conservative, but we're also asking for $200,000 in that rescue fund to supplement our budget, which would bring it back on par with where we were at in 2019. So the 350 that we shorted were ourselves in our proposal from last year would be built into two fiscal years, and again, allowing us to have a conservative ask for room tax dollars this fiscal year. So I'm happy to answer questions about that, and then we could go on and talk about, you know, what we've been doing, if that's of interest to you. I know there's a time limitation, but to the point, I thought I would bring that up first.
Kevin, you kept repeating 350,000 to the reserve, and my memo shows 360.
There are two requests. The 362 would go into the reserve account, and then on top of that, $350,000 would come directly back to the Convention and Visitors Bureau over a two-year cycle. One, 150 in this current fiscal year, and then 200,000 to supplement our conservative ask for next fiscal year.
Okay, sorry, the numbers match too well.
They're pretty close, yes. And the numbers that I'm quoting, I've received from Tammy Hurt in the finance department, so they're as close to factual as I'm aware of in terms of the collections that you've received at the county level.
Okay, other questions? I think we're all clear, Kevin. Thank you so much.
All right, great. And if you had other questions about what we've been up to, or
give us a quick summary of what you've been up to.
Sure. Yeah, we contracted with this company, Zartico. So we're collecting data on a daily basis. Some of it has to do with our web statistics and all of that, that data, but also a part of the contract, they contract with a company called Uber Media, which pings people's cell phones if they have an open app on their phone. So we're able to track visitation to the county. It has a timestamp on it, so it knows whether or not you're a resident or a local or an overnight or a day tripper. So we're able to kind of see how our advertising campaigns are matching up with where people are coming from. And so this last year, we've seen, just like the year before, a percentage of people coming from New York City and New Jersey, that whole metro region, probably the first time or the second time, because they're not a traditional visitor for us, which is great. And then really our overnight visitation is coming from Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, regions that are, like Cindy mentioned, drive distance on a tank full of gas. And so that's our bread and butter, and it's done very well. Last year, the short-term rental industry, especially out at the lake, crushed it. I mean, they did a lot of business out there. This year, not as much. I think it has to do, again, we have this other software called Key Data that tells us, tracks room bookings through Airbnb and VRBO, and it's shown us that there are fewer reservations this year, and I think it's because the average daily rate grew from about $200 to about $325 per night. So sometimes that drives people to our hotels, which is a good thing, because not all of our short-term rentals are collecting the room tax. So if they're staying at hotels, we're guaranteed that they're collecting that room tax. So that's a good thing. So we're looking at our research. We're working hard on our digital advertising, working hard on building up our website and our web assets. We contracted with a company called Visit Widget that produced a trip planner on our website, a digital trip planner. But along with that is a an app that you can use on your phone. So we're moving more and more away from a traditional print product that has listings in it to more storytelling with our travel guide. And then steering people to download the app so they not just local or not just visitors, but locals alike, because it's a great tool for people to do trip planning, to also interact with restaurants, to know who's open. It's map based on their phone, so it's very easy for them to get around. We also have the same company working on our Craft Your Adventure, which is our regional craft beverage trail app. And we've gamified that a little bit. So what they can do is check in at each brewery location or distillery location. And if they stop at 25 of the 36, it shoots us an email that they've completed the challenge. And we send them a t-shirt as a reward for that. We're also partnering with civic organizations like the Gaffer District. They have a Buildings Alive tour, which was based on a telephone technology that they used in the past. And we've translated that into the app. So it's got a little bit of augmented reality on it. So like if you go up to the building and take a picture of it with your phone, it shows the historic photo. And now it shows the new one. It has a video and voiceover, so it's a pretty cool product. So we're working to branch a lot of that out, creating new trails with that in terms of like all of the murals and public art. So we're working on a lot of things with the app. It's very robust. It's very user-friendly. So that's something that we're working very hard on. Regionally, I'm working with 11 other counties in the southern tier on a water trail project. We received a grant from the National Park Service for their rivers, trails, conservation assistance program. So it's not a financial grant. It's work that they're helping us with to write a strategic plan to create, to kind of connect all of the current access points along the rivers and lakes in the region for people to put in canoes and kayaks. And inventory that to create a future water trail that stretches through the Susquehanna River shed and the Chemung River shed. So there's 11 of us all. We're in the Appalachian Regional Commission, so we're anticipating submitting either an EDA grant or an Appalachian Regional Commission grant to help facilitate creating the water trail. So that's a pretty exciting project that we've been working on as well. Also our Finger Lakes Farm Country. So partnering with Wine Country and the five counties within Wine Country and their cooperative extensions. Tess was here a minute ago. We partnered with them a few years back to get a grant from the ARC to create an agritourism trail. And we just recently used the Visit Widget app to create an app for that. So we're just rolling that out now, kind of beta testing that. In anticipation of the fall season where people will be going out on the agritourism trail to connect with our local agritourism producers. So it's a pretty exciting product and we're thrilled to be a part of that and many other things. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, folks. I'm just catching up on the math.
Sure.
Looking at your draft budget for next year, page 9, I guess, of 36. You're requesting funds to go from 412.5 back up to 685 from the room tax.
Yes.
Fund. You're requesting $200,000 to go into your budget from the ARPA money.
That's correct.
What if that doesn't happen?
Well, then we would be shortchanging ourselves about $200,000.
In budget 2021, we gave $412,500, but you show a miscellaneous income of $183,000 that isn't in the previous year or next year. Where did that miscellaneous income come from?
Those were funds that we did not spend knowing that COVID, the previous fiscal year, knowing that COVID was starting to take effect. So we kind of cut back on some of the expenditures that we had and we rolled those back into the budget. So it was not necessarily revenue.
It was carryover from 2020 that you didn't spend.
Yes, that's correct.
Basically because your activities were down.
Correct.
Because of
yes.
The pandemic.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
And I would say that we kind of actually almost achieved that without having to dig into that money, because we did submit two PPP requests and were able to receive two payroll protection from the Fed, from SBA. And then also did receive a little bit of grant funding from matching funds from the state. They initiated a grants funding for the last two quarters of this fiscal year. So that's about $40,000. So we didn't really have to tap into that money as much as we had anticipated, which is a good thing.
So at the end of 2021, do you anticipate any carryover?
Well, the bird in the hand. So we still haven't gotten the second SBA PPP forgiveness yet, and have not gotten the money that the state has said they would be sending us. They're saying that we'll get it after Labor Day. So yeah, potentially, yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
There are no other questions. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Thank you to all three budget presenters. Very efficient. I appreciate it. Any other business come before the committee? If not, motion to adjourn.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. What am I doing?